This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, I know it's a subject that most of us avoid if we can. Most of us would even rather chat about politics, and that's saying something. But it is a necessary part of life, a crucial part if we are to be sustainable on this planet. There is, of course, nothing more inevitable than death. And I think, well, we don't talk about it enough, do we? It's as natural as wind and rain and as normal as sneezing. And whilst there is an inevitable reluctance to be parted from friends and family and the fun that we have with them, perhaps if we think about death as part of the circle of life, it feels a little bit more palatable. Not so much as an end, as a returning. And if we've spent our time as a human being concerned about our impact on the planet or simply enjoying nature, then it follows that we'd want what happens after our death to reflect those concerns too. So this week we're going to hear about improvements that St Albans District Council has made to its provision for more sustainable burial and cremation sites. But first, if, like me only a few weeks ago, you haven't written a will, then it's a great time to get what might seem like an unpleasant and probably costly chore out of the way. If you're over 55 and need to amend or make a simple will, then you can do so now for free as part of Free Wills Month. Now, the Three Wills Month literature reminds us that an up-to-date will written by a solicitor ensures that our wishes are respected. It also avoids difficult decisions and legal complications for our loved ones. And Three Wills Month not only allows you to provide for your family and friends, but also allows you to leave a gift to your chosen charities too. And I would say that whilst you get your will written for free during Free Wills Month, you are encouraged to leave a gift in your will to one of the participating charities. As Free Will says, a gift in your will costs you nothing now, but can make a big difference in years to come. And it's a good opportunity to support some respected environmental charities like the World Wild Fund for Nature and the National Trust. Now, appointments with solicitors for free wills are limited and are allocated on a first-come, first-served basis, so do apply soon if you're interested. But Free Wills Month does come around every March and October, so if you're unlucky this time, you could try again in March. Or if you do miss out on a free will, for peace of mind, it might be worth paying for your will to be drafted for you. And anyway, do consider a legacy to an environmental charity whose work you appreciate. So, a will is a great way to prepare for death, making things easier for your family after you die, and help a charity whose work you'd like to encourage. Leaving instructions about your burial can also be helpful. Having written my will, I was keen to find out more about sustainable options for burial locally. So I spoke to Chair of the Public Rail Committee at St Albans District Council, Councillor Helen Campbell, who has responsibility for burial sites and was keen to share news about work starting on improvements to the green burial area of the Hatfield Road Cemetery in St Albans. Councillor Campbell, thank you so much for joining me on Environment Matters today. So I don't suppose you get interviewed too much about burials and crematoriums, do you? It doesn't seem to be something we talk about very much.
No, you're right, Amanda, it's not. And I think, you know, it's one of the certainties in life that we will all at some point be no longer here. And it's a service that is offered by the District Council, which we need to offer. And there are three cemeteries across the district. We've got Hatfield Road Cemetery and London Road Cemetery, both in St Albans, and then in Harpenden we've got the Westfield Cemetery. And you're right, I think it's not something that's talked about very often because people perhaps feel uncomfortable, they don't want to broach the subject either with themselves or with a partner or with the rest of their family. But as I said, it's one of the certainties that at some point most people will find themselves addressing the topic.
And just by way of encouragement, what would you say to people about the cemeteries that we have around the district?
We've got some really nice green spaces that form our cemeteries around the district, and they're places of tranquility. People can go and sit and contemplate whether they have a loved one in the cemeteries or not, and they're, you know, places of peace, places of just people to be able to go in and just sit and think, actually. Yeah. They're very, very pleasant.
And often quite a nice place for wildlife as well, you know.
Absolutely. We've got bustling wildlife, certainly in Hatfield Road. I was over at Westfield Cemetery in Harpenden last week, and it's a very well-established, quite an old cemetery, and you know, the trees are very well established. It's on a nice, in a nice position with some nice views, and it's a very pleasant place for people to go and spend a bit of time, as I said, whether they have a loved one in the cemetery or not.
Indeed. And are you finding there is more demand for a more sustainable death, for things like eco-burials?
I think there's definitely an increasing number of people talking about it and finding out about the different options which exist. Certainly in St Albans at Hatfield Road Cemetery, we've had some green burials in an area of the cemetery. That area is, again, it's a peaceful, secluded part of the cemetery. We know that there's demand for people to choose sustainable burials, green burials, or natural burials. I'm using all the terms. They mean the same thing. And what we've actually noticed is that people have been coming forward to ask about this provision. What we're actually doing at Hatfield Road, we've already got 25 natural burials that were interred in that area. We're currently renovating that part of the cemetery to make it more sustainable, we want to see it absolutely teeming with wildlife and biodiversity. So we're making a number of changes in that area. We know that we've got, there's a bit of a waiting list for people that have expressed an interest in green burials. They're very interested in knowing when those burials are coming back in terms of availability. And we hope to be doing that after these works. We hope to be doing that from sort of next year onwards.
Okay, and in the meantime, you're doing work to enhance the green meadow area to try and make it a bit more of a flowery area. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what your ambitions are there?
So natural burials basically are burials where the deceased is, the remains are returned to nature more directly and more cleanly and more quickly. What it requires is for the burial to not involve remains that have been embalmed, to not be buried in a coffin that is going to take a very long time to degrade. So that means that the coffins would be made of, it could be any one of a number of natural materials such as bamboo, banana leaves, other options would be wicker, and you can use solid pine. Another important aspect of these natural burial coffins is that you don't have metal furniture on them, so no sort of handles that are made of metal, certainly no plastic. And as I said, the deceased must not have been embalmed, and that's because the embalmment fluids do contain things that are not going to encourage wildlife growth and wildlife creation.
Yeah, and I suppose that they are there to slow decay, effectively, aren't they? Whereas the process of returning to nature is effectively one of decay, isn't it?
So, yes.
So for us to be buried in the wildlife burial ground, we'd need to be in one of these natural coffins.
Yes.
And you're managing the area so that it's a nice place for nature as well.
Absolutely. The changes that are being made to prepare the soil in that area at the moment should result in much sort of more abundant floral growth. It's all about rebalancing the pH and the sodium in the soil, so that the plants have got the right nutrients to grow. We want people to be able to choose those burial areas either for themselves or for their relatives who they've lost, with the knowledge that it's going to be a place where, you know, it is wild. They are going to be wild. They're not going to be manicured plots. That's the idea. That there are wildflowers, there will be biodiversity, there will be bees and insects buzzing around. What's really nice as well is that people who choose those burial plots will have the option of choosing alternative memorials such as bat boxes or bird boxes, rather than marking graves with a conventional headstone. So we don't allow marble or stone headstones on these natural burial plots. You can mark them with a wooden marker, which would be approved by the council. But I think a lot of people probably would quite like a bird box or a bat box.
A lovely thought, that is, isn't it? Really very nice indeed. And also nice to think that the area will remain with a wild feel rather than having all these stones placed as people are buried there.
Absolutely. And there's a new pathway being created as well, a woodland pathway being created down there to just help people to enjoy the area and, you know, stay as long as they like.
Yeah. And could you just tell us where this area is in the Hatfield Road Cemetery, just in case we'd like to go and just have a little look at it?
So people are very, very welcome to go into the cemetery. It's towards the back, adjacent to the Alban Way.
Yeah.
And again, as I said earlier, you know, we want people, we want the public to go into the cemeteries, explore them. You know, soak up how they feel, soak up what they look like, soak up what's there. And just to, you know, they are public areas. They are part of our green space offer. Obviously, they perform a very important, necessary function, but they are places to be enjoyed by people. They're certainly not closed to people. We do want people to go in and, you know, enjoy the wildlife, enjoy the peace and quiet.
Yes.
Enjoy the sun. We'd prefer people not to have picnics in them. I think that would be a little bit too far, but certainly to go in and sit and contemplate.
Yeah, indeed. And can you just talk us through, so if we choose rather than to be buried, if instead we choose for our remains to be cremated, I don't know, I kind of thought that it was okay just to sprinkle ashes just anywhere and they'd kind of be fine for wildlife and the soil, but they're not, are they?
No, they're not, Amanda, you're right. And I think it's not surprising that a lot of people think that that probably would be okay. The reason why it wouldn't work with a natural or woodland burial area is because actually conventional ashes from a conventional cremation have a very high pH and sodium content, and those are not good for wildlife. So if they were scattered just as they are, that would not actually help to promote or encourage the biodiversity and the wildlife that natural burial grounds are looking to create and to nurture. So the answer is basically to you add a special blended soil, which is specifically designed and developed to rebalance that pH and sodium. And that will actually help the plants that you are encouraging to thrive to flourish in the ground. It's also important to think about what the ashes would be, and they would need to be in a biodegradable container, which would be interred in the ground. Again, in a plot which would be mapped, and we think post-renovation of the area at Hatfield Road we'll be able to offer about a further 50 of these ashes interment plots in addition to the burial plots that we've got.
Okay. And does the council have a sort of a long-term commitment to maintaining this as a wildlife area into the future?
Absolutely. I mean, yes, it's something we'd certainly like to see flourish. Who knows, there could be extensions to it. No current plans, but there could be. And I think it would be nice if, I think, as demand potentially grows for this type of burial. I think it's all about choice. It's about giving diverse communities, a set of diverse choices so that people can be sure that there's going to be, you know, a choice that feels right for them, or if they're planning their own funeral or if they are planning a funeral for a loved one. You know, we know we've got a diverse community in the St Albans district, and actually wanting to make sure that we can offer different communities, you know, we can't offer everything, but we want to try to make sure that we can meet as many needs and, you know, cultural needs and religious requirements. And indeed, if there are no religious or cultural requirements, that we can offer woodland burials or green burials to people who would like them.
Indeed. Well, that sounds lovely, and it does sound like something that we perhaps all should be thinking about a little bit more.
Again, as we said earlier on, it's a topic that lots of people don't want to talk about. And actually, I think if you go and visit one of our cemeteries and go and see for yourself and feel for yourself what peaceful, green, pleasant, welcoming places they really are, enjoy the wildlife, enjoy the peace and quiet. And who knows, you know, that could spark a conversation with a relative, which can be a short, brief conversation. And it might be something that you don't really want to broach. But if you talk about it, then people know somebody's wishes. And I think that can actually bring a lot of peace and assurance for people as well, for a topic that is somehow sometimes uncomfortable for people to discuss.
Indeed. Thank you very much indeed for sharing that with us today.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
I was talking there to Councillor Helen Campbell of St Albans District Council. Now, in the interest of research, I took a walk around the Hatfield Road Cemetery in St Albans. It is much bigger than I expected, is indeed very green and has some lovely trees. I also followed the signs to the green burial area and found it was absolutely brimming with wildflowers, mainly white yarrow and some purple knapweed at the moment, and also surrounded by trees.
And Helen is right. It's a peaceful spot for nature and for contemplation. And coincidentally, just last week, Oak Hill Lawn Cemetery in Hatfield scooped a top prize at the National Cemetery of the Year Awards. It's owned and managed by Welland Hatfield Borough Council. The cemetery won the Gold Award in the Small to Medium Cemetery category of the national competition, in which, amongst other things, the ecological value of cemeteries is recognised. So well done, Welland Hatfield Borough Council, on the award. So I took a look to see what the eco-burial options were in other places around Hertfordshire. Sadly, Dacorum Borough Council used to offer the option for a woodland burial, but they say that they no longer have any grave space left. However, Stevenage Borough Council have what they call a memorial glade at their Armand Lane Cemetery, which does sound similar to the eco-burial ground in St Albans. There are, of course, other sustainable options for burials and memorials. There are various woodland burial sites not too far away, or the Woodland Trust provides a service whereby you can dedicate a tree or copse to a loved one. Now, I do know it's very personal, but I wondered if you'd looked into eco-burial options or had any thoughts about eco-charities that you'd like to benefit after your death. You can get in touch with me via email. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6, on X and on Facebook. Now, if you missed last week's show about why Herts County Council wants to know about yours and your children's journeys to school in St Albans, then take a listen on the podcast page of mix926.com. And if you haven't responded to Herts County Council's survey, then there's still time to do so. You'll find the link in the notes that go with the podcast. Now, next week, we're going to hear about rescuing items from an untimely death with the opening of a new repair cafe in Watford. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.